This is the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
So this is coming from Marie, and she says she needs encouragement to remain faithful to being Catholic. She says, I am single, widowed now for 18 years. I've been trying, praying to find a good Catholic man for that long, but with no luck. She says, I've been on many dating sites, including many Catholic dating sites. You cannot find anyone close by. There are some single Catholic men, but most of them are divorced. And when she asks, they say they have not applied for an annulment. Sadly, she says, most of them don't even know they need one, or they haven't even heard the word annulment. And when I suggest that they get one and they explain why, they just brush me off. They don't see the point. When I tell them I can't date them because they're still married until they get an annulment, they laugh at me. Or they say they don't want to get married again, so what's the point? Please understand, they plan on living in sin forever and don't see anything wrong with that. Yeah, you're on the wrong dating sites, Marie. Anyway, she says, I just met a very nice man who was married in the Lutheran church but later became Catholic and got divorced. I did a Google search. I think he needs to get an annulment even though he wasn't married in the Catholic church. Is that right? Yes, it's right. So she says, I can't date him until he gets one. Is that right? I'm over 60 years old. I don't want to live the rest of my life alone. Please give me some encouragement to keep sticking with my faith. It has been extremely challenging, to say the least. My heartfelt encouragement, Marie, would be to be patient. And I know you're saying, well, I've been patient. It's been 18 years. How long do I have to be patient? I don't know the answer to that question. God does, though. And be patient, be prayerful, as you have been. Keep listening to Relevant Radio. And we sure do thank you that Relevant Radio is kind of a lifeline for you. If you never heard these things growing up, well, it's good that you're hearing them now. And this is one reason why during Pledge Drive, we ask people to support us because, you know, for many people, where else are they going to hear the truths of the faith? Where else are they going to hear about Jesus and the gospel if they don't hear it on Relevant Radio? They may not hear it anywhere else. So that would be my advice. You know, there are these dating sites, and I have heard from some people that I know personally that they've met with great success there. I know some very happy marriages that have resulted from Catholic people I know personally who have found their soulmates on a Catholic dating site. So I know it does happen. And sometimes maybe you just have to filter out as much of that clutter as possible. I know that some of the dating sites will allow you to fine-tune the filtering both geographically and also you don't want to talk to anybody who's divorced, for example, or something like that. So try that. And I guarantee you that we will be praying for you here at Relevant Radio. We're praying for all of our listeners. We do that every day. And I will add this intention to my own personal prayers for you, Marie, that this will go faster rather than slower, and you'll find a good man who's eligible to get married, and that he will treat you right, and may God grant you many happy years together. Let's go to Beanie in Crown Point, Indiana. Good morning, Beanie.
My husband passed away 3 years ago, and I moved from Illinois to Indiana, was looking for parishes. I found a parish that I liked, and I met someone in the confession line, and I'm getting married in December.
So it went something like this. So you're a sinner too? Wow, we have so much in common.
Yeah, I am. I'm in confession a lot.
Yeah, wow, we have so much in common. So you're married now, or is that in the future?
No. We're getting married on Gaudete Sunday at the regular Mass.
Wonderful. I'm so happy for you, Beanie.
Yeah.
And so, if you don't mind me prying just a little bit, how did you strike up a conversation in the confession line? Were you griping about the man who had been in there for half an hour and the line was stalled?
Every time I had gone to confession, the line seemed to start in a different spot. Mm-hmm. And so, I asked the man in front of me if this was the confession line, and he said yes. And then he asked me if I had made any final arrangements, and I thought maybe I had stumbled into some bad lighting or something. You know, I I said, well, and I explained that, no, I had already taken care of that after my husband passed away. And so later on, he told me he really wanted to keep talking to me, but didn't know how to bring up the conversation. And he works at a funeral home. So, yeah.
Interesting.
That's how it came about. And then he knew I was new to the parish. And then he said, if you need a pew buddy, I sit over at such and such a place. And I didn't take him up on it right away, but then I eventually did. And we started seeing each other at different events at church. Most of our encounters were church related. Mm-hmm. And then he asked me finally to, he said that he'd like to see more of each other. And mm-hmm. it went from there.
Well, that sounds like a charming, happy situation. He's a church-going Catholic. He goes to confession. I mean, sounds like a great combination. Yes. I presume that he is also a widower, or was he never married?
He was married, but got divorced in the 70s. He was a convert to the Catholic Church just recently, and he had his marriage annulled when he converted. He had been alone since the 70s. He hadn't remarried or anything like that.
It's a long time.
Well,
I'm happy for you, Beanie, and that's good encouragement for the lady who whose email I read a little while ago. Thank you for taking time to let her know about that. Appreciate that.
You can join me by listening to The Patrick Madrid Show on the Relevant Radio app, live each weekday at 8 to 11 a.m. And thanks for listening.